Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business. So should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Well, Kyle Turley, a former Kansas City Chief right at the end of his career, but many of you remember him from his days with the New Orleans Saints, famous for the time he flung his helmet. More on that in a moment. But welcome to the show. Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it, Matt. Great to be with y'all again.
Yeah, it's always great to have you, man. It's always good to see you. You're doing so many great things. But I want to talk to you about your time with the Chiefs and what it's like to see this football team, because Andy Reid has got this respect across the league because of his relational skills with his players and what it's like to see the Chiefs that you played for be here in this game.
It's awesome, man, and they deserve it more than anything. You know, the things that they've done in this postseason to get here have been unbelievably impressive, and from their lines to all their skill positions and on their defense, they're ready for this. And you've got a coach like Andy Reid who's unbelievably prepared as well, you know, so they've got a lot of good things going for them. You know, and Patrick Mahomes, just a special kid, unbelievable talent, and, I didn't even want him to be playing football right now, for him to be in the Super Bowl, because I know what that's like to dislocate your knee and have to look at that injury. And I've had that surgery, and, you know, it's awesome. Awesome to see these guys fight to where they've got, and that, I think, is going to be what helps them win this Super Bowl.
Kyle Turley with us. We talk offensive line all the time, especially with the Broncos. They've been struggling to put an offensive line together. Mark here says it's getting harder and harder to find good offensive linemen. Do you agree with that?
I think so, unfortunately, man. I see it out there myself. And, you know, it's a product, I think, of the game. It's this evolution of them kind of continuing to put constraints on how to really play this game. And that was the way we learned it, was to play through the whistle and not, you know, the echo of the whistle as we were coached by certain guys. You know, you play through it literally till the last echo of that whistle. And you can't do that anymore. And a lot of rules changed. I was privy to the late 90s game, and then, you know, as it started to fade and these new rules being implemented, it constrains these kids a lot, and the mentality of it has changed because, as well, I think these kids are just too much, into this single, you know, phase mode of looking at this game in this certain, you know, light, to where it detracts away from what it was for us, and that it was literally just to make it. You know, to make it.
How important was it for you that, you know, as a player, you got to actually practice, you got to actually put on pads, you got to actually work on your skill? Because I tell people this all the time, the most skilled position in football is offensive line. Because when you think about it, athletically, every time you line up as an athlete, the athlete across from you is a better athlete than you. Same size, same strength, better athletically, gifted athletically. And it's the only position in probably sports where you're outmatched as an athlete. The receivers match up to corners, they're like athletes. The safeties to tight ends, like athletes. You know, that's the only place it is. So the skill aspect of that, how difficult that is. And now they take less and less time in pads, less and less practice. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you think about your own career and talk a little bit about, you know, the evolution of learning how to play this game and what practice meant to you to get better to become you know, the player you were.
Well, that's what it was. And now we got hit counts and we got, right, they don't have two-a-days anymore, you know, all those things that, you know, we just wanted a little bit better kind of environment here. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't want to be out in 150-degree temperatures in Thibodaux, Louisiana when we played in the dome. You know what I mean? What was the point of that? You know, we didn't mind going through all these hardships, whereas now, because of the efforts and I guess the league turning its attention towards liability instead of football, you know, with being reactive instead of proactive on really getting guys information on how to deal with injury and heal and all that, they've just started chopping this game up to where we see it today. But, you know, to that, you know, message, that's also the thing. I tried to break that mold myself, you know, going people showing up to the combine and saying, well, I'm here as an offensive lineman, but if you need me to play linebacker, I can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? Right. And not just a defensive end. You know, I'm running in the fours. I'm hitting all the marks on my verticals. I'm showcasing as an athlete why I deserve to be a first-round draft pick. And I think too many kids today are just complacent with just making it. You know, our mentality was to make it and be the best we could possibly be. I think that's where the disconnect is. But you look at this Super Bowl, and you know, that's not what that's speaking to. You look at the Super Bowl, and you see these lines ready to play, and they're very technically sound. A lot of these guys are unbelievable technicians. It's a new game. You know, these guys are more, I guess, athletic, if you will. And that's, you know, in certain cases, just because they've allowed themselves to be in that mindset that you've got to constantly break of that this is the slow, fat guy position.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Visit with Kyle Turley. You're quite the accomplished musician. You've opened for Leonard Skinner, Eric Church, Kansas, among others. Yeah. You've got a song called Flying Helmets.
George Jones.
Love that one, Flying Helmets. How does the thrill of singing and performing compare with playing?
It was awesome. It was awesome. Being on stage, opening up for Leonard Skinner in an arena show, that was crazy. Opened up for Eric Church in a big outdoor show in North Carolina was awesome. You know, and then playing with icons. You know, George Jones had the opportunity to open up for him in New Orleans at this amazing theater. To Hank III and David Allan Coe and all these crazy guys in country that I was able to tour with and get to know. You know, I mean, I grew up listening to this stuff with my dad and my brother, and just wore me out with this country music, you know, and I was a rock and roll kid, and then having that experience as a musician to do something after football was incredible, and I'm looking forward to getting back to that. Next year, I'll be promoting likely a new record that I'm working on.
Nice.
I got a movie coming out, got a song we're making for it, all these great things are happening in my life, and, you know, just continue to tap back into that tiger blood that you were as a lineman in this, you know, a real world, or at least attempt to.
Right. That is so cool. Now, did you grow up playing instruments? Did you grow up as a musician?
As a teenager, just picking up a guitar. You know, I grew up a skate surf kid in Southern California, so, you know, guitars are always around
right.
the beach and all this and that, you know, typical stuff, right? And so, you know, just picked, and through college picked, and then got to the NFL, got some money, and was able to rent a little, you know, studio space, buy all the gear, you know, and get it all, and just keep going and learning. And I got drafted to New Orleans and got introduced to these amazing bands down there. They're, you know, everybody's a Saints fan,
right.
So I was going backstage with Pantera and, you know, all these metal bands I grew up listening to, Crowbar, Soul and Green, I Had God, all these awesome underground metal bands that I was a fan of, to, you know, Cowboy Mouth and these great local bands, the Bag of Donuts, huge cover band in New Orleans. These are all my friends to this day, you know. And so it was just, you know, something that, you know, God's just keep going. Something's going on with this, and just keep, here's all these people in your life, and just keep learning, you know.
Well, you feel that you have a mission, and that mission is to help football players deal with the pain and the injuries and the suffering that can come with playing this game, and you're a big believer in the role that cannabis plays in helping players. You talked earlier about liability and everything like that with the NFL. Does the NFL truly care about its players?
They do. I believe they do. You know, again, the liability issue, unfortunately, when you get into business, you know, you get into the real world, you start to understand the power of lawyers and all this liability stuff and insurance and what something can happen to your company. So I think they've played it a little too safe. You know, they should be a bit more proactive, but they've come along and they've been receptive. I've not been one to be shy to knock on the door, and I have for the last few years, coming here and showing up and walking in and wearing marijuana t-shirts last year, you know, all these different things to all the stuff that I'm out here saying and doing and showing and just saying, hey, you know, it is what it is. This game creates inherencies with injury, and those injuries have serious consequence in the real world. You can't just leave this game behind. It follows you the rest of your life, and there is something to deal with that. I've worked with so many guys through the charity work I've done with the Gridiron Greats, to just our friends and our circles, to try and help so many guys after understanding this myself, and it's working. And that's why you see this conversation where it is today. NCAA last year increasing its THC allowance, not pulling scholarships from kids anymore, and the NFL now talking about marijuana for the first time.
Yeah, and it's great. And you know what? You're 100% right. There are so many benefits to the cannabinoids and and what you're doing, and we really appreciate all your work. Where can people find your stuff and what's going on there?
Yeah, you can go to my website, neuroxpf.com, N-E-U-R-O-X-P-F, Extreme Performance Fuel. We were Neuro Armor before that. Under Armour had some concerns, so they... And we got a Super Bowl discount, 20% off, Super 20. Punch that in when you go to neuroxpf.com. And then I got my first cannabis retail, full THC. We're going to get into that conversation because it's not stopping just at CBD. Mm-hmm. This is about this plant, why it speaks to our bodies. And I got my own retail opening up, ironically, in my hometown of Moreno Valley, California, with a great group, Shango. You can go to their website, goshango.com. They have multiple locations around the country, and hopefully everywhere as this conversation continues.
All right. Well, if the music group ever comes to Colorado, let us know.
Yes, sir. We'll be there. We'll be back at either Cadillacs or Stoney's downtown.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right.
Cool.
All right. Played
Stoney's.
All right. We'll be back.
Nice. Kyle Turley joining us. All right. But much more as all of our guests appearing here from Radio Row, thanks to the Low T Center. All our videos this week at 1043thefan.com and across social media, presented by Mountain High Appliance. Mark went into the belly of the beast this morning, and he'll tell you how he survived. Next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.